We are learning Masechta Shkalim Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and I'm getting on top of the Amud by the Gemara. In the Mishnah, we had a machlokes if the Shomrei Svichim have to be get paid or not. That means the watchmen who watched the aftergrowth in Shemitah year. And the shaila is, do they have to be paid or not? They basically said they can even do it for free, even though if they do it for free, it's very possible they're going to have in mind to be kind of for themselves. But so what? They're being kind of to give it to the tzibur. But the Rabbanon hold, no, it has to be always from the tzibur. A yachid can't be kind of to give it to the tzibur. What's pshat on the Rabbanon? Because we're skidding, that won't give it over to the tzibur, yafa, yafa. Why wouldn't he give it over to the tzibur, yafa, yafa? Because he wants the schus of the omer and from his money, therefore he might not give it over so well. That's the machlokes of Mishnah, Rav Yosi and Acham. Zok the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Tainis that talks about there were 9 days a year that were called Zaman Atzei HaKahanim Va'om. That was a day that certain families brought the wood for the Maracha of the Mizbeach, to burn on the Mizbeach, for the firewood of the Mizbeach, and they brought a carbon the same day. It was a big yontif for them. So the Gemara's question is, Ma'ra Zaman Atzei HaKahanim Va'om Limanis? Why do we have these 9 special days that these families brought the carbon to Eitzim? So what's pshat? Ela b'shah, sh'ol Yisrael min ha'gerila, when Klai Yisrael came back from Golas Bava with Ezra HaSefer, they didn't find any eitzim in the lishka. There was no wood to put on the mizbeach. These people came and gave their own eitzim from their own stack, gave it to the tzibur. And they came in the clutch at that time. Therefore, we gave them a schus every year, at a certain time of the year, they have a chance to bring the carbon eitzim. The carbon mehem kaman tzibur, and they would carve those wood, the carbon tzibur. The histu imam neviim shebeneim, and the neviim, who were then and that dar, Chagi Zechariah Malachi, Ezra and Nehemiah, they were misakin shafilu lishka malei eitzim. Even if the lishka is full of eitzim, you don't need the eitzim. But omdu elu misnadu, and this family wanted to be misnadu, eitzim shal atzmam, shal yekarbim miskarv el mishlam tchila. First, he used their eitzim for the kavanas, that was special schus they got. And that was his 9 times a year. So the Gemara says about this, Braisa, Omar Rav Acha, Rav Yosi. This is going to go to Rav Yosi. The Rav Yosi says in our Mishnah, Rav Yosi says, "Afa roitz misnadiv b'shem mechinam." That if a person wants to watch it, like a shem mechinam, he could do it. It's a turn that he's kind of it. But we're not worried he won't give it over to the tzibur properly. Same thing by carbon eitzim also. We're not worried that if he brings his own eitzim, he won't give it over properly. So we're saying that price is going to Rav Yosi. But the Gemara says, "Amad yamo agus Rav Acha." Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Ila says, "No, divrei akali, that price is a kuli amla." Ma plagina and machlokes are in our Mishnah by Shomrei Svichim. It's talking about where you're watching the tefua that itself will be used for the carbon, the gufeishal carbon, used for the carbon itself. A machshiri carbon, things that are just a machshiri carbon, like eitzim, which used to burn the carbon. Kol amamay, the everyone agrees from mishtanav carbon yafa carbon tzibur. We're not worried about moishin yafa yafa. And the first to explain the reason is because that's not ma'akiv as much as the carbon itself is ma'akiv that has to be belongs to the tzibur. The machshir is not ma'akiv that should belong to the tzibur. Therefore, we're not so worried he won't give it over properly. Therefore, it could be a kuli alma. According to Rabbi Yosi, it could be a kuli alma. That brisa in Maseches Tainis kuli alma both the Fidacham and Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah. Tani, a similar idea. Tani, isha she'asa kesoynes levana. If a mother made for her son was a kohen gadol, and she made the kesoynes for the Yom Kippur for her son, the halacha is kosher. It's kosher, even though vidi kunah have to belong to the tzibur. So we're not worried. We're vachim shirena tzibur. As long as she gives it over to the tzibur, it's fine. So Amar Rav Acha. Rav Acha said about this brisa, Maseches Yuma. The Rav Yosi, it's going to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, Omer, Afa Roitza Misnad of Shem Mechir. Going to Rav Yosi, who holds, we're not worried about giving over a carbon yachid to a tzibur. We're not worried about that. But again, Rav Yosi says no. Rav Yosi, Shem Rav Ila, Divra Karla. This brisa could be a kuli alma because it's different between machshirei carbon and the carbon itself. Ma pligin. When do they argue? The gufishal carbon. A machshirei carbon kol amoide shumishdana mekarbon yachid kavat tzibur. That you can give it over from carbon yachid kavat tzibur. We're not worried they won't give it over properly. So after Gemara, we're going to bring a raya. We're going to learn the girsa that it's a raya. Masnita, either it's pligi al Rav Acha, or masnita masiyel Rav Yosi. There's a price that's a raya to Rav Yosi that's divrei akel, that by machshirei carbon and by eitzim and by kesoynes, it's kuliyam. Masnita masiyel Rav Yosi. Oysen ayomim, it says in a raya, those days of the year, 9 times a year, those mishpachos were private or yontiv. They didn't fast, they didn't have a spadim, even though they didn't bring a carbon according to the Tanakhama. Even if it was, let's say, it was Van Hazev, they don't bring carbon anymore, they still private those days of a yontiv. They acted that day, that's a yontiv for them. Nohag v'shas carbon, v'shloi v'shas carbon, the yontiv was noyag, sai, if they brought a carbon that day, and sai, if they didn't bring a carbon that day, even if it was Van Hazev. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, ain't noyag v'shas carbon levad. It's only noyag only b'shas karvin, but afterwards it's not noyig. And the Brisa says another thing on Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadik, Anu Hayinu Mibnei Sanah ben Yamin. I was from one of those families was Sanah ben Yamin. Their yontif was usually on 10 Ba'av, the 10th day of Av, which is the day after Tisha B'Av. But what happens if Shabbat Chal on Shabbos, the Yud Ba'av is the fast day? V'chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos. But the Chinu Oysa Matzah Shabbos, and the fast was pushed over to Matzah Shabbos, which was the 10th of Av. But you know, we fasted, we didn't finish the fast. Why not? Because the yontif was. So what do you see from here? You see from here that everyone agrees, because the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's a yontif that day. Now, if it was a yontif that day, so you see that they didn't use it, it wouldn't make sense that it's recalled a yontif. It wouldn't be possible for them to bring a carbon yachid and give it over to the tzibur. It wouldn't be a yontif. And we see it's called a yontif, so obviously it worked, giving it over. So we see that brisa before that says that the nine, or that brisa says that the 9 days a year, these yachidim, gave the eitzim, was a kuli amo. Because see here, the rabbanon say, even it's a yontif for them. So obviously it worked. It's a raya that that's going kuli amo like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Acha. It said in our Mishnah that the oimim say lechem lechem aponim v'chol kavonis atzibur. It says that you use svichei shviyas for the oimim and stay halechem. Now the question is, why do you have to use the svichim, which is a shiloh on shmita? You're not going to really cut tefuah kedarkoi on shmita like a lot of tefuah. You can't do that. So why over here did you do that? Why don't we just get it from chutz la'aretz? It's a very simple answer. So in mismashma our Mishnah, you have to get the tefuah from Eretz Yisrael. So zok the Gemara that our Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gersa first says, Mastit to Rabbi Shmuel, either Rabbi Shmuel, in Oimer Bam Nasuria. Oimer can't come from Surya, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Tamon Tanina, we're going to the Mishnah Menach. It's called Kabbalah's Yachid and Vetzibra, Bam and Aretz, Mechus Laretz. All Kabbalahs can be brought from the Yachid, from the Aretz, Mechus Laretz, makes no difference. It means a Mincha. Either Tvua could be from Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael, Menachos, Mayashon, it could be last year's tefuah or this year's tefuah after the Omer is brought, it's not chadosh, you can use that tefuah. But there's exception. Chutz min ha'Omer shtei lechem, these two menachos, the Omer and shtei lechem, the Omer which is brought by the tzibra on Pesach, and shtei lechem which is brought by the tzibra on Shavuos, she'im bom el ma'chadosh min ha'aretz. They have two tenayim. First of all, it has to be from the new crop, and with the Omer becomes mutter, and min ha'aretz means it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in the Mishnah in Mesechus Menachos. And Rav Huna B'Sher of Yirmiya says, this is Rav Yishmali. It's Rav Yishmal Shita. Because here, Shtei Alechem is the Kuli Alma, has to be. And Moshe Yisechem has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Oimer is a Machlekes. This Mishnah that says Oimer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael is going according to Rav Yishmal. Rav Yishmal, Oimer, Eino Oimer Bavana Surya. Oimer cannot be brought from Surya. Taman Taninon. And we're saying our Mishnah is also like that. It seems like the Gemara will discuss a little later on. Taman Taninon. The Mishnah Kalim says, it reckons different things, different Kedushas. So it's Esa Kedushas Hain. And it says, Eretz Yisrael Mekadesh V'Kal Aratzis. So, Maya Kedush Asa, what's the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael over other Aratzis, over Chostarts? Shemevim Mena Oimer V'Avikur Meshtei Lechem. You can bring the Oimer, the Bikur Meshtei Lechem from there. Masha'im Mevim Kem V'Kal Aratzis, V'Kal Aratzis. You can't bring any other Aratzis besides these Aratzis, besides Eretz Yisrael. They have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael V'Shah Aratzis, that the Oimer and Shtei Lechem is only brought from there. Rab Chia V'Shem Rab Yirmiya, Rabbi Shmuel, he says that this bride is going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, in the story, that Oimer doesn't come from Chutz La'aretz, only from Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says, and that's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So another bride that we have that is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. First bride was the Mishnah Menachos. Now we have Mishnah and Kalim, two Mishnahs, Mishnah Menachos, Mishnah Kalim. There's a third Mishnah and Shviyas, Taman Taninon, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Becharish uvekata tishbois. And the Mishnah Mutches, it sounds like on Shabbos I can't do plow and cut. Like, of course I can't plow and cut. We know that already. So the Mishnah says there's a hekesh. Machar is for sure. It's just like there's no such thing as a harisha, it's a mitzvah. No such thing as plowing is a mitzvah. And that's the thing that's also on Shabbos, harish of Rishos. Av kots Rishos. Same too, cutting, reaping is only a reaping of Rishos. But if you're cutting tvul, mitzvah is mutu even on Shabbos. Yotza katsira oimer shu mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. So you see from here that cutting the oimer on the 16th day is a mitzvah, because if not, why don't you do it before Yom Tov? Teretz is a mitzvah, do it on this day. So Gemara says as well, this is also Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasa. Rabbi Shmuel Bedaite, it's Rabbi Shmuel Lashitasa, Kedaite. The Rabbi Shmuel, the oimer is not come from Surya. The oimer is not come from Surya. The same shita says Yotzek Tzirayim Shu Mitzvah. Now, Mepharshim tried to be mashva the two things, that why is Oimer that any ba'al olim v'asur that comes only from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz La'aretz, have to do with that you have to cut the omer on the 16th day of Nisan, or and even if it's Shabbos. So what does one have to do with the other one? So the Farshim say that just like we say that that it comes from Eretz Yisrael is not the chatil l'gedin, it's even the yaved. The same thing that it says that you have to cut it on the 16th day of Nisan is also not l'chatil b'di'avad. That's the two things, two shitas that he holds. What it says in the pasuk is literal, and you have to uksartem v'sksir artzachem. You have to cut it that day, and you have to cut it from Eretz Yisrael. And they hold it that's dafka, and that's the two Rabbi Shmuel's l'shitasa. So to Gemara Vayta. Now we're going to go to our Mishnah. Man Tano Shemri Svichas Vishvias Vetem Schara Maturus Lishka. Who's the Tana holds that Shemri Svicha in Svichas Vishvias they take Schara Maturus Lishka? Because it seems like that it's important to watch the Svichim because that's where you have to bring the Omer from and even pay from Maturus Lishka. So must be Rabbi Shmuel. Because if it would be the other man the Yama, so what's the big deal? Don't watch it. Don't pay anyone. Just get it from Chutz La'aretz. You got it. There is no Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz. But the Gemara says, no, I don't know if you see, no, this is the Rakha, this is the Rakha. Why? Because what happens, if you don't find barley in Syria, if you don't see Eretz Yisrael, you bring it from the Svichim, the aftergrowth in Eretz Yisrael, from Shvius. So therefore, it's a Kuliyam necessary to have it watched. So the Gemara Vaita, new Gemara. The Gemara said that you're allowed to cut Svichim Tzarech HaOmer on Shemitah, even though cutting svichim not so pashut, but we allowed it l'tzayrech the omer. What about planting on Shemitah Yeh? If you know you can eat barley for the omer, you let it plant it. Ha'ina omer, ma'os yizir v'tchila. This omer, you let it plant it l'chatchila on Shemitah. We know it's an iser to be zereya. It says sadcha lo sizra. It's an iser midaraisa to plant anything on Shemitah Yeh. You let it plant it l'tzayrech mitzvah l'tzayrech the omer. That was the shayla gemara. Chiyav ada boi kumi remana. So he asked for money. He said, "What's the shayla?" Because the problem is, anything that grows in Shvius is aser bahana. So here, after you take off your kemitza and your makaveh, you're not going to be able to eat it. And it's aser to eat, so if something's aser to eat, you probably can't bring it from a carbon. The shirayim is aser to eat. It's like nitmu ha-shirayim. Luckily, if shirayim comes tamei, it's not a good carbon. So here, it's like nitmu ha-shirayim. Lo yinim seh kaimitz ha-shirayim shen nechalim isn't like kaimitz ha-shirayim that you can't eat. Amalei, no. No, we have such an idea sometimes that you can have a carbon that you can't eat and still good carbon. What's the example? By Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or Tumah D'chuy B'tzibur rather. By Tumah D'chuy B'tzibur, Allah is that you could bring the carbon and yoytze the carbon even though you can't eat it because it's tamek. So here also, since it's not Efsher, it's on Shvius, so maybe you could plant it just for the carbon or you can't eat it. That was what Gemara wanted to say. So Gemara is really not punished to Shiloh. If it's clear if you let a plant it or not, because it's not a raya from that they can't take a shirayim. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says in our Mishnah that you pay the workers, the shaymrim, the watchmen, with Trumas Alishka. And the problem is that Trumas Alishka has a Kedushas Haguf, and you can't make a pidyon only on an object. You can't make a pidyon by giving payment with it. It has to be always transferred on an object. And the problem is that they want to pay the workers right away. So what do you do? What you do it like this. You take money from the money changer. You basically borrow money from the banker. And you pay up the kreitzim v'shoyrim. And you pay them up. This is ochul money. And now you owe the banker, $10,000. You owe the banker $10,000. Actually, Yaakovim, 40 brought the oimer. Once you got the oimer ready to be makrovit, what you do is, maybe money is trumas lishka. You read money from trumas lishka. $10,000 from trumas lishka. Mechal malav. You mechal the Kedusha from the Trumas Halishka onto the Oimer, and now you have a carbon Oimer that's Kaddish. And now that money is Chulin. Take that money and pay it back to the Shulchan. That's what you do. Break the Gemara of a Tavis game. Is that a good thing to do? The problem is like this, that when you have all that tool from the Oimer, a lot of it is psoilus, and only until they clean it out, they say it's like 10%. It says in the Brisa that 3 Sa'im is how much they cut, and they only use a Siris Eifa, 10th of Eifa. So 90% of it went away to garbage, wherever it went. It didn't land up being the Oimer. So how do you transfer the Kedusha on that if most of it won't be here? So the Gemara, obviously the cash is a little different, but how do you pay the Shomrim so much, like for watching 3 Sa'im, only 10% is really Kaddish? So Gemara says, whatever is going to be left, that's how much the money is. The only transferring the money is Kedusha on 10% of the Omer, whatever is going to be used Haka for the Omer. Not on the whole 3 Saw, only on the Sira Sa'ifa. A similar idea. Tana, after Ptachi Avonim, the people will cut and smooth the stones to make the base of Mikdash. Also, how they pay him? Because you can't take money hektish because that you can't transfer onto a person's payment. Yeah, I need an object. So they took money from a banker. They gave it to the the stone cutters and the stone smoothers. They gave it to them for payment from the banker. Before they set the stone up in the binyan, once it was built into the binyan, aladimas, once it was set up on the wall, maybe moitzvus lishka, maybe moitzvus lishka, and they transferred mechala on it, the mechala the money. Like we learn later on that the shiari halishka is used for the walls of the Yishlayim, of the Beis Mikdash. So that's really to say shiari halishka, mechala, you mechala on it, and then you have money, the money chul, and you pay back the banker. And why don't you just do the same thing and pay back the workers now? You want to pay the workers right away, that's why. Very well, Tavis Kane, a lot of the stone goes to the garbage because it's chiseled out the stones and the little pieces fall off. So Rav Yasi, Rav Bum Vashay Shmuel, Kamashi Yitain, whatever the stone is going to produce that you're going to use, that's what's being transferred from the money to the stone. That's how much money is being used to transfer only on the stones we're using. Same thing about the oimah. Only the oimah we're using is where the transfer happens, and not on the whole thing, only what's going to be used.